What's up, healers? You are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. Hello, hello. By the way, if this is the first time you're seeing my faccia, which means face in Italian, hello, my name is Marina Simone. I'm the CEO and founder of Moms in Heels. We teach busy moms how to slay online sales and go from the cubicle to the throne. That was a fierce, flossome, free, fabulous freaking woman that you are. And so I'm so excited to help you create more momentum in your mind and in your money. And you know, I am pretty good at what I do in the body development part too. No, I'm lying. I just find ways to cheat. Anyway, we are on day four, posting for profits. Day four. I want to remind you what we are doing right now. Right now, if you're just plugging in, from 25 days, I'm doing a showcase, a posting for profit showcase, where I'm going to show you how to post in 2024 to get attention, keep attention, get engagement, and have conversations that go seven layers deep. So you're connecting with people that want to buy from you, join you at some point. And then I decided to do this completely for free. The replays are completely for free. You could just keep watching them on my page as many times as you need to. Tag your friend, tag a business homie. Do not share this into your feed though. I keep saying this over and over again because what I'm teaching is not for your audience. So that's my very first tip for you, is don't share things just because someone tells you to share it. I know it's hard because you want to share all the things, but if it's not making you laugh, love, learn, and something that you're going to lead on, which is day one. So go back and watch day one. You can find it on my page, postingforprofits.com. That's where we're going to eventually put it all. But yeah, we don't want you sharing things that don't matter to your audience. When you're trying to sell a product and sell your lifestyle and sell working with you, the last thing you want to do is share other people's shit that doesn't make any sense. Okay? Yes. So this is completely free for those of you that are jumping on. If you are watching the replays of this, you're probably going to hear a lot of people talking about the VIP workbook. Because what we're doing is we're taking each day and we're turning it into an incredible workbook. This is an example of a workbook that I made from one of my last classes. It's literally front and back 176 pages. So how does this work? You upgrade to the VIP and you can get that workbook. The second it's done, you will get the digital workbook that you can download. Now, if you're watching this before the end of January 2024, the workbook's not done yet, so you're just getting in line. Go to postingforprofits.com/goVIP. That's where you can get the workbook for $47. So that's what that's for right there, okay? So anytime I talk about the workbook, that's where you can go and get the workbook. It'll probably be above this thing too. We had so many incredible wins from day one through three. It makes my heart so happy. Day four, we're gonna talk about the 10 different posts that you can wash, rinse, repeat over and over and over and over and over again. So you can stop freaking out and not knowing what to post. Now, some of you are gonna be like, oh, is that simple? Yes, it is. Let's go. Day four, are you ready? I've been challenging you guys to think outside the box when it comes to your content. I've been telling you what not to do, how to avoid certain things. We talked about the power of engagement posts. So that's number one for the top 10 posts. We talked about that. I'm gonna talk about the other nine today with you. All right, let's get into it. One, engagement posts. So we talked about that, so I'm not gonna go over that. Number two, how-to tutorials. Remember I talked about in day one, laugh, love, learn, and lead. So when I'm talking about the how-to tutorials, things you learned how to do, like how to fold a fitted sheet, like all that kind of crap, I'm talking about value. I'm not talking about, oh my God, you're this big, massive expert and you're teaching people, you know, cause you're a weight loss coach or you're a certified blank. Like, no. We wanna remember the laugh, love, learn, and lead and the things that we wrote down on day one that we brainstormed. That's what we're talking about. The how-to in the tutorials is a great way for you to just share things that you're learning and connect to people that are like, oh my God, I didn't know how to do that. Here's an example. One time I found a video because I live in Florida. So for those of you that don't know, I live in South Florida and we have hurricanes knocking on some wood. But when we have hurricanes, a couple of things happen. One, we totally like gas is like gone. Right? Like, it's like ridiculous. Lines are out the door. It's insane, right? Some of you experienced with the sea, the vid, that thing that we went through, right? The whole toilet paper incident. Yeah, that happens every time there's a hurricane. We fill up our bathtubs, right? Because we got to have the water. But the other thing that happens is we lose electricity. And so this was like 4 years ago, I think. And I was like, oh my gosh, I found a way, not me, but somebody found a way to make a battery charge a cell phone. And I was like, that's genius. And I literally took the video, downloaded it, re-uploaded it. And I said, oh my gosh, I found this. Where are all my Floridians at? If you ever lose power, here you go. Here's a tutorial. Dude, that thing went viral. Viral. What did it do? It connected me to people in South Florida. So what did I do? I was giving value on something that somebody could relate to in my brain dump. Number three, behind the scenes. Some of you do this in your stories, but you forget there's still a behind the scenes that you should be doing on your actual feed. Here's an example. My husband took a picture of me. This was a while ago, but like I literally was sitting and I had a bunch of LOL dolls on the floor and I had like my daughter's toys were just everywhere. But then I was in this very small section of my house where I had a selfie light and I had my phone where I was going live. And it was a freaking hot mess around me, but nobody could see that. They could only see back here. And so I made a post because my audience, I teach how to build social media. I teach how to brand yourself. I teach how to use social media to build your network marketing business, how to build a successful network marketing business, blah, 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 all the things, right? That's not your niche, then you're not going to be talking about that kind of stuff. Brain dump. So I had this picture of me in that small area with a mess and I posted it and I said, here's some behind the scenes of what it actually looks like to be a successful mompreneur. Dude, that thing, people were popping off. Think about that. What are some of the behind the scenes that you think are not that big of a deal that really could create conversation for you? That's what we're doing with these, is just creating conversation with the people that relate to it. Real, raw, relatable is going to get somebody to react. And once they emotionally react, you go into control of the conversation. We're going to get deeper into that as we go through the 25 days. Let me keep going. Social shout outs. I love this. This is a term that I actually just learned from somebody on my team. Brian was talking about social shout outs. I love you, Brian. You're amazing. But here's a couple ways you could do this. Instead of just posting a before and after picture, how about you tell a story with a picture of the person versus a before and after? Since everybody else is posting before and afters, let's give social shout out to the beautiful picture of that person's face. Who cares what the before and after is? Tell their story. Yes, pictures are powerful, but everybody's doing before and after photos. What can you do to be different? Social shout outs, wins and stories. Big. Put this into your wash, rinse, repeat. Wash, rinse, repeat. Here's 10 days of posts for you, and then you re-up and do it again with a different post. We do this for you inside of the Elite Academy. We just make it work for your niche. Okay, let me keep going. Yeah. 5 memes. We talked about this. Laugh. I make people laugh. Today I posted a really funny meme. I'm going to share it with you guys. I was proud of myself. Now, tell you guys, I'll keep it 100 with you. You might go to my Instagram and look at my post and say, oh no, there's only 20 people that liked that. Yeah, one of those 20 people I recruited. You think I care about 20 likes? No, those are 20 people. Those are 20 people. Anyway, it's this and it's Chloe and she makes this face, right? So she drinks it and it says, point of view, you're a brand new customer trying your company's viral product for the first time. I thought it was hilarious. I connected with someone on it. It was hilarious. They tried something they didn't like, whatever. Long story short, these kind of things we make for you inside of Elite Academy too. So you don't have to like think about it, but memes, you should be doing that. That's a great follow-up, by the way. It means the jam. Okay, let me keep going. 6 quotes. There's 3 different ways that you can use quotes and I suggest that you switch it up. 1, if you're making a quote and it doesn't have your name on it, meaning like your name, that's a problem. Any quote that you share either needs to be white with just black wording, so it just looks like it's branded to no one, or you need to brand it to you. So if it gets shared, people see your name. That's how Boss Babe blew up. Okay? Okay. So quote, inspirational. Yes, of course. Absolutely. I also need to see some sassy ones. Like I did one and I put it on top of a reel, right? And it was literally like someone asked me, how do you sleep at night knowing that people think what you do is a pyramid scheme? And my response is, I sleep with no pants on so they can kiss my ass. Dude, that is a quote. It's a sappy one. And it literally blew up. Okay? People want to laugh, love, and learn, and then you can lead. Yeah? And the last is the nudge. I like to say inspirational nudges are different. An inspirational quote in my mind is something that it's like, you know, it's inspiring to read. It's whatever. A nudge is more of like, get the up and take some action. So I like to mix it up between the 3 of these when I do quotes, and I suggest to do the same thing because it's going to make you stand out more. 7, statistics. Did you know that 78% of women, blank, go with your brain dump, and then end with a question. 78% of women, blank, is that you? Question mark. What does that do? It's helping you identify the people that are paying attention to you. And they raise their hand. That's a great one for a Facebook group. And yes, you can use these for Facebook groups too. Hello. Yes. I did a squat. Does that count? Okay. 8, selfies and family. If you are not posting selfies, you are leaving money on the table. People love to see your foch, which means face in Italian. Foch, face in Italian. They want to see you. They want to see selfies. It's the world we live in. We take selfies. It's what we do. I mean, Brynn, my bestie, literally just challenged our network marketing team to go to the grocery store and take a selfie with a complete stranger holding hot dogs. We did a selfie challenge. It's like network marketing on demand. We have every single month. Dana, she does a selfie actual workshop to teach you how to do selfies. Why? Because people love it. So why would you not do it? Well, family, your dog. Dude, my dogs get more freaking likes than I do. My kids, oh my God. The first time I ever got over 3,000 likes on something, it wasn't me, it had nothing to do with my business, it was my kid. Pregnancy, babies, in. And your kids and your spouses. My husband, I post a picture of him flicking off the camera, everybody freaks out, but it goes, like, people love it. Why? Because it's real life, it's real, raw, relatable. Some of you are overthinking this. You think you have to be put together. The only reason I have makeup on is because I'm leaving my house and I'm going to a birthday party. Otherwise, no, I don't wear makeup every day anymore. No. Ain't nobody got time for that, okay? You know, I will say this though. There is a time and a place, and when I have my makeup on, I feel like I slay more. It's my posture, it's the heels, bonds and heels. Anyway. 9, trends and updates. So I want you to think about your lack, love, learn, and lead. So for me, right, when I think about anxiety, depression, bipolar, I'm just sticking into one niche right now with that, right? And I think about that, I can literally find trends and updates that's going on in the real world around those issues and update and then ask people what they think about it. What does it do? Interaction. Beep-a-da-bop, beep-a-da-bop. It also shows my what? My values. What matters? We talked about that on 1. And if you want people in the trust matrix, right? We talked about the trust matrix. If we want them to start trusting you more, we've got to show the values that you have, what matters most to you. And then we can talk about the direct CTAs with the work with me, or the get in a group, or drop blank for the product. These are the 10 posts that I want you to put into rotation every 10 days. 1, this is going to get you into that rotation. So you're like, okay, I've got this rotation. Did I do an engagement post this week? Nope, I need to go do it. Did I do one of these? Nope, I need to do it. So now you know, like, these are the things that are going to keep you in conversation. All social media is supposed to do is create conversation so then you can invite to your business. Yes or yes? Oh gosh, this workbook is going to be so good. I'm so excited. Like, this workbook is going to be slaying. Oh, I love it. I want you to start doing this. You did this yesterday. Now I want you to do one of these. Pick another one that you're going to do tonight. I'm not talking about stories. I'm talking about your posts. I'm not talking about stories. Reminder, if you want the workbook, this is where you go, right here. Want the workbook when it's done? Whoop, there you go. We'll send you a digital download so you can download it as soon as it's ready. I love you guys. I can't wait to see you for 5. It's going to be good. Be good. I'm gonna put that out there. We're doing good with this. This is fun. I like this. I can do this every day. Let's go. Mwah. Bye.